Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Another improbable comeback win for the Indians yesterday, and you've had a few of them this year, Tito, where you sometimes leave the ballpark shaking your head going, how did that happen? When you win games like you have this year like that, does it make you think, hey, this is our year?
You know, Hammy, on the flip side of that, early in the year, remember we lost all those games in Philly, and they were tough. And I don't remember thinking this wasn't our year. So, like I was saying, on the flip side, we don't get too carried away either. I mean, it was a really fun, thrilling win. But you turn the page and, again, enjoy the moment. I want the guys to enjoy the moment. But then you turn the page. The Astros are in town. Whatever happened yesterday is so far removed, except that we put a win in the win column, which is good. Now you move on and you try to do the same thing today.
Do you sense, though, in the dugout now that this club really feels like it's never really out of a game, no matter what happens, even late?
That is the effect of guys knowing that it can be done. I think that is good. One, I think they play anyway. But the fact that they've done it, I do think it creates a little bit of some juice. Like, okay, we can do this. Because so many times you remember the guy that got the winning hit. But so much has to happen beforehand, you know, like getting on base with a walk or keeping an inning going. Because if the guy's leading off, they don't do anything. You know, if somebody gets a hit, it's not that big a deal. So what leads up to it a lot of times is just as important.
Well, and that one guy lately is Jose Ramirez. It was a Tyler Naquin walk-off inside the park home run. Yesterday, Lonnie gets the game-winning hit, but in both occasions, he tied the game up with huge hits. I don't know. Is there a guy you'd rather have at the plate right now in the clutch?
You know, he's got a lot of Brantley in him, and that's a pretty big compliment in my book. You know, when the game's on the line, he's a good enough hitter. He doesn't have to do more. And because he uses all the field and because he doesn't strike out, he gives himself a chance. Yesterday, good example, hits a base hit to left field. That's what, threw off speed down the way. He didn't roll over. He stayed with it. He didn't hit it terribly hard. Found a hole. We get to keep playing.
And as you mentioned, the comparison to Brantley, like Michael, this is a guy now that hits good pitching. He's not a guy that just hits mediocre pitching.
You know, and that's a good point because, you know, guys sometimes get to their numbers, and you need numbers to score runs, but it's nice to know whether a guy's throwing from 80 to 90 or to 100, he can get the barrel to it. And not everybody can, and Jose's certainly one that can.
Well, and the other thing about this team, Tito, yesterday it's Lonnie Chisenhall. He was in like a 1-for-21 slide. It just seems like this whole season, it's not one or two guys.
And I do think that is getting contagious because you just mentioned Lonnie. I wasn't that shook up about Lonnie being in that because he wasn't acting like it. And that's good. I think that's growth for Lonnie. I know back a couple years ago that might have sent him into a little bit of a tailspin. Not anymore. And that's a guy that's growing and maturing and learning how to win.
Well, tonight it's kind of a bullpen game, I guess. Mike Clevinger is starting, but Josh Tomlin is available out of the bullpen, correct? And how far can Mike Clevinger go?
Well, Clev can probably go farther than we're going to let him. You know, we've kind of liked the idea of Clev being in the bullpen. We really wanted to give Josh Tomlin a chance to kind of, you know, it's been such a rough stretch for him. And like you said, he is in the bullpen tonight. And then, but we'll probably take Clev out before he maxes out on his pitches just because we want to keep all our options open moving forward.
And Tito, it's the Houston Astros, a ball club that's still very much in the hunt for a wild card spot. Texas has pretty much wrapped up the West. And they have had just a bizarre year.
You know, they got off to, it kind of reminds of us last year. They got off to such a slow start, and they dug themselves out of quite a hole. But like you said, hard to catch Texas because they got such a good record. But they are certainly trying to win that wild card spot, and they are a really dangerous club. When it clicks for them, man, they got a lot of weapons.
That is Tri-Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.